I'm just so into the music here. Yeah. Hey, welcome to the show. This is North Signal on this beautiful Thursday evening, and this is yours truly, Linda Bott. Thanks for joining me. I have a very exciting show ahead of me, as well as you. We all have a very exciting show ahead of us. We have Melissa Maney from Turtle Bay, who's the guest services manager. Hello.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Thanks for being here. And we have Jake Mangus on the line and Seth McGaha on the line, all talking about, and hey, wait, by the way, guys, hi.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. Good to be with all of you.
Oh. Well, we're here today and tonight. Well, I'm just going to say it right now. We're pre-recording this show, so I'm trying to pretend it's night, but I'm going to not get lost in it. This is going to be running December 3rd, and there may be segments pulled from the show just because it's so fabulous. And I haven't been this excited since maybe, I don't know when I've been this excited about something, because we were very blessed. Carl and I and my good friend Karen, who's a designer, and we were very blessed to be able to go through the media night for the first time that you were showing the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, the inception, the designer, the designing team, and all of the above. So let's begin with Jake. I understand from Seth, Jake, that there was a think tank group that got together and thought about what can we do to bring something to Reading and to the North State to create something beautiful. Can you give us a backstory?
Sure. I mean, this is such an exciting thing for us, just to see where we are. And we're so proud of Turtle Bay and everyone involved in making this happen, because this really started as an idea as part of the Reading City Identity Project of the Reading Chamber of Commerce and its Forward Reading Foundation. So we received more than 800 ideas from people in the community about ways to improve the messaging, the beauty, and the experiences in Reading. And this was one of the top 20 selected by our board of directors. So the ideas are easy. I mean, anyone can think of an idea, right? But actually bringing it to fruition is where the work begins. And the Chamber of Commerce was able to, through its partnerships, deliver $35,000 in support of the design of the Reading Garden of Lights. And so that professional designer that came out, which you'll hear about later, I'm sure, was made possible thanks to the contribution of the Reading Chamber. Then, you know, so much more has to happen for it to actually get to the point where we are today. So we really, I mean, we had a lot of help. We provided a lot of help at the front end of this. But after that check was delivered, then it's been all Turtle Bay, and we're so proud of what they've done.
Okay,
so this is going to be a long time positive experience for our community, and it will draw people from outside into Reading, and they're going to love the Garden of Lights. They're already amazing, but they're going to continue to improve year after year.
I just keep saying, oh, no, because I mean, oh, yes. And I was there, and I'm going back because it takes, you know, it's almost as if you see a movie or you hear a song that really moves you and you have to go back because you didn't get it. You know that there's more for you to receive in the experience. So I want to know, as we go back to, and that's all I'm going to say, is I'm gushing, and I really mean this in my heart. That's why I really wanted to dedicate this show to all of this show, into the energy, into the mindset, and to the beautification of this Turtle Bay Garden of Light. So let's go back to the $35,000 in donations. Let's talk about some of your partners. Let's start there, because we want to give love and shout out to where that needs to be done.
Sure, absolutely. So When we started this Reading City Identity Project in general, we knew our goal was to raise $500,000, and we thought that would be a lofty goal, but presenting the opportunity to people, they said yes. I mean, and this was just all of it, just a concept. So we want to thank many of our partners, but certainly Visit Reading, the McConnell Foundation, and Sierra Pacific Industries. I can be like a NASCAR driver right now because we have some key partners, but it's not an enormous list, so bear with me. The Reading Rancheria, Dignity Health, Josh Barker Real Estate Advisors, Interwest Insurance, MD Imaging, Hess Property Holdings, Commerce Home Mortgage, Jesse Eline, Real Estate Team, D.H. Scott, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Black Bear Diner, Five Star Bank, the Minor Family Charitable Fund, Golden Valley Bank, and finally one of our sisters, the Roseville Area Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, wow.
Helped to make that possible. And those were the cash contributors. And we've had innumerable in-kind partners that have multiplied that initial $550,000 that we brought in, multiplied that many times over, and this is one of the big ones that certainly has done that.
Let's talk a little bit about the laying, the work of the infrastructure, and how long it took. Once you decided to pull the trigger, then you had to have become the designer. Is this how it worked? Okay, we're going to do this. We got to get the design. So was this show specifically designed for Turtle Bay?
The answer that I would give is yes, absolutely. When Trey Fromm came out from Florida and visited with the committee, that was a big piece of this. As I recall, there were at least three, and let's see if I can remember the three things. One, that it be excellent, spectacular. The second, that it be accessible to everyone in the community. And then the third, that it's Reading's light show and that it have a lot of local flair and things that you will only see at Turtle Bay in Reading, California, because it takes advantage of the natural environment, the animals you'll see in our community, and those types of things.
Absolutely. You know, Seth, we're going to get to Melissa in a minute, but Seth, you've been brought in to, and by the way, have been doing a stellar job to really get out the information. And, of course, there was a wonderful article in front of the Searchlight, and it's all over the Internet. And, you know, you just have a real knack with how you're able to connect with online as well as print, and what has this meant for you?
Well, yeah, thanks. That's a great question. I think that, you know, I've had the privilege of doing a lot of marketing for Turtle Bay over the years, and, you know, spanning from exhibitions to animals to, you know, science events, all sorts of things that Turtle Bay does. And this one was so unique in how it's presented and, you know, how it's photographed and all the videos and all those things. Are such a unique opportunity to really showcase an entirely new kind of art installation that really just like a puzzle piece fits in perfectly with what Turtle Bay already offers.
Right now, our outdoor areas are open since we're in the purple tier here in Shasta County. And we're just, like everyone else, we love people. So we want to be around people, and right now that's something that many are avoiding or needing to avoid. And it's we're just wanting an experience for people to be together but be safe and outside. And we're excited that we get to have an opportunity to do that with the light show, and that there's something new and exciting and something holiday-themed that we get to be a part of, because we have tried at Turtle Bay in the past various holiday gatherings or events, and it's really hard to coordinate some of those things and make them something that is up to Turtle Bay's standards, that we want things to be a world-class exhibition, or we want things to be very Disneyland-esque. You know, we're an attraction that people want to come to for an experience. And that's a challenge to keep that standard high like that. And we want this to reflect that. So I'm glad you get to do it.
You have. And we are going to take a break here for our sponsors. But will you stay with us, Jake and Seth? And, of course, Melissa is in studio. I've got the guys on the line. We've got so many more things to cover. Can you stay to the end of the break?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back. And again, this is Linda Bott, North State Now. This is 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this is North State Now. Thank you. We'll give a shout out to our sponsors when we get back. Otherwise, we'll be talking about the beautiful Turtle Bay Garden of Lights on our return.
The truth is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Shining Care presents a free webinar entitled Successful Caregiving, December 3rd from noon to 1:30 p.m. with valuable information and support for full and part-time caregivers and family members caring for a loved one. Many people who are giving care to others actually don't consider themselves caregivers when in fact they truly are. Over 78 million people dedicate their time as caregivers for family or a friend in need, and more than 11 million people are caregiving while still caring for children at home. Family caregivers are extremely vital to the safety, health, and well-being of a fast-growing population of older adults. Because of this, Shining Care is inviting you to this free webinar, Successful Caregiving, December 3rd from noon to 1:30 p.m., featuring a Q&A session with experts in the field of caregiving. Now more than ever, it's important to take care of yourself while taking care of your loved ones. Shining Care invites you to sign up now for the free Successful Caregiving webinar at shiningcare.org.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
And welcome back to our North State Now show. We're talking about the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights, which has just been a stupendous undertaking. And we had a chance to go to the media night, which was on the 19th. And can't wait to go back and experience more. It was, I think, the first time run. But I'm here tonight with Melissa Maney, who's the Turtle Bay Guest Service Manager. Is that correct, Maney? Okay.
Yep.
And, of course, Jake Mangus, who's with the Chamber of Commerce. This is their brainchild that they were able to get the seed money and then get match it and sponsors. And, of course, Seth McGaha, who is marketing and the director for all things that you've been so good and so articulate through all this, Seth. I really appreciate that as well. Welcome back to our show. And again, this is Linda Bott. I want to go to Jake and I want to say, Jake, REU, when people think, oh my gosh, how much must this electricity cost? Because how many lights are literally wrapped around the trees?
As I understand it, at least 1 million. I mean, 1 million lights. And when you go, you can see what that looks like in the forms of and in the function that you see before you. I should also mention that in addition to Reading Electric Utilities participation in the project, I have to give credit to the Reading City Council. They caught the vision for this, and they actually appropriated $500,000 in tourism and marketing funds to help with the startup costs to make this happen. And without that support, I don't know that we would be having this conversation today. So we're really grateful for that vision because we do believe that that is an investment that's going to come back many times over to this community with outside dollars flowing in, people from all around wanting to see this show.
Well, and may I add to that, that because of the fact we're in this strange time with this pandemic, that while we were there, we did experience, masking coming into the light show. People were social distancing. And this is something, there were children in carts. People were courteous to one another as far as not clustering, as well as people in wheelchairs. There has been, could you share with us what is the stuff that they laid down to cover the cable or to walk through the park where you're not on gravel?
Well, I'm going to add a little something, but then I would urge one of the Turtle Bay representatives to add to it. I'll just say that when this whole thing started, we didn't realize that the approach that would be taken would be preparing us to allow this to happen during a pandemic. And that was naturally spacing the crowd by, number one, it's outside. Secondly, you buy your tickets for a specific day and hour, so that helps to limit the number of people that are there at any given time. And fortunately, the state of California and our local health officials have seen how COVID-compliant this whole thing is. So it's an actual community event that can happen. And I think that, in and of itself, is cause for celebration.
It is. It is a miracle, and the timing is, it just, everything is, it couldn't be more perfect. And to launch it during this time and to witness how it was handled and is being handled is really pretty spectacular. I want everybody I know that can hear this show, and I'm telling everybody every day anyway that this is a must. All family can go, all ages, and it is, you know, compliant with wheelchairs, strollers, you name it. And there's plenty of there's plenty of benches so that you can rest in between and sit down and enjoy the perspection wherever you look, there's something going on, and very is different. It's like when you see a movie, there's not just one frame for a period of time, there's several frames, and that's what happens during this lighting show. Several frames as you're walking through. And we're going to get more into that when we come back. And we're going to get back. We'll be back here with Melissa Maney, who is a Turtle Bay guest, and she is with the service manager, and of course, Seth McGaha and Jake Mangas. And we're talking about the Turtle Bay Reading's Turtle Bay. What's it called? Turtle Bay Reading
Garden of Lights.
Garden of Lights.
At
okay.
Turtle Bay.
At Turtle Bay. There we go. So there's, anyway, it's in Reading, and you have to come. It's at Turtle Bay. We're going to take a quick break and be right back here on the North State Now Show with Linda Bott.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold.
And welcome
outside.
Back to our show here at North State Now. We're on the phone. Well, we actually have Seth and McGaha and Jake Mangus on the phone. Jake is from the Chamber of Commerce, and Seth McGaha is, Seth, what would you say your title is during this, moment with, the Garden of Lights?
Well, I handle all the marketing.
Marketing director.
Yeah, that works for me. Yeah.
Okay. And the mover and the shaker. And Melissa, okay, so when it came to, you launched it for friends, family, and media the 19th.
Right. We had an employee night, so we invited the employees of Turtle Bay, the Sheraton Hotel, and Mosaic. Mosaic is actually taking care of all of the food that is being served or available for purchase
right.
at the light show. So all the employees of those three organizations, companies, and their families, along with media, came on the 19th.
Okay. So was that the first launch?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And we were there that night, and you have, as soon as you come through the gates, you can purchase food mm-hmm. and purchase eggnog or if you have little spirit or whatever you need to, you know, walk through the park in. Lots of places to sit and take pictures. It's spaced out in front of the huge curtain of lights.
Yes. Yep, there's also fire pits, and they're going to be selling s'mores kits for purchase as well. So you can make a s'more with your family.
That's great. And then you have, like, a little place, and I don't know if that was just that night, but you have a, you know, one at a time to come in and have a place that you can actually, halfway through the light show is a, like a Christmas shop.
Yes. Yep. That's the holiday shop. So there's that. And then there's also a small, gift cart that's near the food area where you can purchase a light up wand or gloves.
Oh, okay. Like that. So that night we went the 19th. I'm not sure that I think that was just getting underway.
Yes.
That's cool. Okay. And so then there were these, let's talk a little bit about what you've experienced so far and the feedback you got from the 19th. And did you do another? Oh, you did. You had a VIP or something this weekend.
Yeah. On the 21st, we had what we called the Magical Moving Feast. It was a special VIP event that was $100 a ticket, and you got to be one of the first to see the light show, obviously. And there was food included in that. It was a really special event. Feedback we've gotten has been really great. I think people are just happy that they get to do something memorable with their family. And like we've talked about, it's a light show that's curated for the Reading area. It's not something huge and flashy that you would see maybe at in San Francisco. It's huge and flashy for Reading. It's specifically tailored for our community, and I think people are feeling that when they go through it.
Well, when Jake had mentioned the fact that, you know, is it Trey Fromm, the designer?
Yes, Trey Fromm.
Okay. So Jake had mentioned about earlier in our interview, had mentioned, and Jake, you can help me out here, that I thought it was darling how there are geckos and turtles that are lit up and the butterflies and they change colors. And it's like you are walking through a little bit of an Alice in Wonderland, right?
That is correct. And, you know, when you see, like, giant lizards and the butterflies, of course, and then you feel like you're underwater with the fish and another part of it. It was really neat to see how that came together from the paper design to real life. And I think the story should be told as to how much went into this from the staff at Turtle Bay.
All right. So who can share that? Would that be you, Melissa?
Yeah, I can talk about that. You know, it's the Reading Garden of Lights, but like Jake said, the Turtle Bay staff is putting it together. And this is a huge undertaking. We have been trying to organize this and, you know, put it together for the last year or so, really trying to put it together. And then installation-wise, we started sometime in the late summer trying to do installation. We've been doing the manufacturing of the forms, so like the wire forms that form the turtles and the lizards, the butterflies, those luminary walls you talked about earlier. All of those things had to be made. They're custom. Someone had to make them, and our maintenance staff actually fabricated those wire forms. I mean, we're not a huge staff at Turtle Bay. We're a nonprofit, so we don't have a lot. And our maintenance staff is not huge. And it was a big undertaking for them to have to do this extra work that is nothing we've ever done before. And I think they did a really great job. Their creativity really came out. Their artistic side really came out. And there's not one department within Turtle Bay that hasn't either given time to this or put some of themselves in it, allowed some of their workers to help, or sacrificed something along the way to make this happen.
Sacrifice, I like that. Now, Seth, let's talk about the dates are November 27th through December 27th.
That's right, yeah. So opening weekend is coming up. You know, the first day to the public is going to be November 27th. And the light show is actually open Wednesday through Sunday. So it is closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. But otherwise, the show runs from November 27th through December 27th. Each night, it starts at 5 p.m. and it goes until 9. And then when people buy tickets online, they select their arrival time slot, which is about approximately an hour arrival time. And then once they arrive, they're welcome to stay as long as the show closes, you know, all the way until it closes. So if someone could arrive at 5 o'clock and stay all the way until 9 o'clock. However, when most people arrive, they're usually staying between an hour and 2 hours. So that's kind of what we're telling families to plan for, about that window of time. I took my family through it, and I have three young boys. And they were very excited. We went through it a little faster than I wanted to. But it took us about an hour and a half to get through the whole show. And there's so many areas to stop and pause and take more time and look at different areas. And so it's really a really flexible thing that really works for a wide range of groups.
And so the ticket prices, let's talk about where we go to yeah. buy tickets. And then on the weekends, there are a slight difference in price. But where would one go to buy those tickets?
The easiest place to go is turtlebay.org. And there'll be a large banner there that takes you to the Reading Garden of Lights website, which is readinggardenoflights.org. And once you're there, you'll see a lot of buttons to take you to the ticket page. So the actual URL is readinggardenoflights.org/tickets. And that's where you'll see the breakdown of all the different prices. And so prices are $5 cheaper when you buy them online. So we're really encouraging people to buy the tickets, pre-sale tickets online. The pre-sale tickets will be available throughout the entire show, but you'll need to purchase them, you know, before you arrive if you do the online process. You can buy them at the door, but, again, they're $5 more at the door each night. So online, that's the place to get the tickets. Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, those are cheaper than Friday and Saturdays. And partly why we did that is because we do really need to even out the crowds. We do need to maintain a certain or be under a certain capacity limit each night. And so what we did is we came up with different creative ways to, encourage people to come out on Wednesdays and Thursdays and Sundays and not just Fridays and Saturdays. And part of that incentive is that the tickets are, in fact, cheaper those nights. Kids ages 0 to 5 are free every night. That's something the board of directors voted on, and we feel really happy to offer that. Turtle Bay Museum has something similar, but it doesn't go all the way up to age 5. We really wanted it to go to age 5 for this, just to make it more affordable for families with kids, young children. There's a senior, a military, and veteran discount, so those are discounted tickets. And then also, if you're a Turtle Bay member, they're $5 cheaper. There's a special discount code that you can use online when you buy the tickets, and each ticket is $5 cheaper. So maybe at face value, if someone looks at it, first impression, it might seem expensive. And we have gotten some of that feedback online, like maybe some people are surprised with the prices. But if you really look at it and look at all the different variations, there is a way to go that's affordable, and we looked at a lot of different similar botanical gardens throughout the country that are doing light shows that are to the similar caliber that we're offering, and our prices are right in range with all of those prices. So we're pretty confident that we priced this in the right way, and you know we just want families to be able to come out and enjoy it, and so. That's really what our goal is. And we do have, we do have our costs. We do have production and staffing and all that stuff that has to get paid for. And so the price of admission does go towards some of those costs. But thanks to a lot of the sponsors and partnerships that we've had, we've been able to maintain and keep the prices as low as possible so that we're not, having to charge a premium price.
Well, we're going to take a break on that note when we come back, if you don't mind, Jake and Seth and Melissa. I would love to ask you about the design and the lights and the music and how that all happened with all of the, my girlfriend said, boy, I'd sure like to see the computer room. So don't go anywhere because I want to hear about what that's like, who's running that, and how that works. This is Linda Bott. You're listening to North State Now. This portion of the show has been sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we do a shout-out to our local restaurants that right now we know, of course, during our times, some of those people are – so you may try to find out if Carlene's and restaurant is doing takeout and or Country Kitchen is doing takeout. So, and the list goes on about where we are in these times. So this is a light that is a beautiful light in our lives right now with the Turtle Bay Garden of Light. And stay with us after these messages as we talk more about what you can do in order to get, make sure that you don't miss this experience, especially we all need to be uplifted like this. I felt like a little kid when I went. So let's take a break and we'll be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
And welcome back to our North State Now show. This is yours truly, Linda Bott, and we are here with three very important people that have really used their chutzpah, if you will, to make sure that they're living in Reading. You know, put your money where your mouth is, put your energy where, you know, your body is and your community. And that is our very own Seth Magaha and Jake Mangas and Melissa Maney. Thank you for joining me in this last segment. How are you all doing?
Doing good.
Doing really well.
Doing great.
All right, you guys. So I was sharing with Melissa at the break about how we're masked, we're gone through weird times, we're in COVID, we went through election. It's just very difficult to kind of even watch or, you know, partake. And during this time, the holidays, when people aren't really traveling during Thanksgiving and Christmas and plans have been you know, canceled, there could be a blueness that can happen. And so I was sharing with Melissa that when we walked through the gates of the Redding Turtle Bay Redding Light, you know, Garden of Lights, that I saw little girls twirling in front of, like, dancing in front of these beautiful lit Christmas trees that really lightened my heart to feel the child within me come alive. And there's something very healing about that. What say you? Any of you?
I would like to second that. There's just something, like you said, healing, and it brings out your inner child during the holidays. And everybody, no matter who you are, your background, you have some kind of warm memories of being a child and seeing other children have that pure innocence and fun brings that out in you. And maybe your memory is holiday lights. Mm-hmm. Maybe your memory is Christmas trees. Maybe your memory is hot cocoa. And it's great to be able to experience that again, especially in these very difficult times that we're
going
through.
And if you've ever been to Disneyland and seen the light parade, it makes you go back to maybe as a child and seeing that. How about you, Jake? Have you, I mean, as somebody who's been there since the conception or the inception of what this took, were you able to actually experience the joy of seeing it, or were there still like this bubbled up angst?
Oh, I think that for me, kind of selfishly on a personal level, I have a 10-year-old and I have an 8-year-old, and I just want them to have this positive, you know, thought of Redding in their childhood. And I know that they've had really idyllic childhoods here, so I'm grateful for that. Don't get me wrong, but to have a Garden of Lights, this holiday Christmas tradition that they can look forward to year after year, I see this as being a long-term project for Turtle Bay, for our city. My hope is that people from all around, I mean, we're talking Sacramento, Bay Area, Southern Oregon, the coast, Reno, Tahoe, they'll come to Redding for the light show, and they won't have to drive to other places because ours is the only one that has that, whatever we've been saying, the $30 million front door in the Santiago Calatrava Bridge. And then in addition to that, it just brings us, from a chamber standpoint, the thought that we're going to be bringing in wealth into our community, and that's going to help a lot of our hoteliers and our restaurateurs and retail locations as people discover the new and shiny things in downtown Redding. And it also helps in maybe spreading Christmas spirit across this community. You know, there is actually a city back east that, by city ordinance, I believe, or council action, they are legally a different city name during the holiday season. Seth, do you recall that?
Do I recall a different name for it?
Yeah.
Like an originally a different name?
I believe the city, I think it may be in North Carolina, I'm not positive, but they actually legally rename their town each year during the holidays because of the lights that are all over the community.
Oh, cool.
I have heard that, yeah.
I think it's called something like Christmas Town USA or something like that.
Oh, great.
So I know in the beginning we were thinking about different names, and I really pushed to call it Redding Garden of Lights. I think that was one of the things I really wanted to get the name Redding in there, just so that it really puts Redding on the map, and, you know, in all of our marketing, Redding's getting mentioned, and I think people in Northern California are familiar with Redding, but, I mean, going back to the original idea of rebranding or creating a new identity for Redding in the future, that was just like a really key component of it, is to have the name, to have Redding in the name was really
And
important.
I really believe that you, Seth, and the group here today have been successful in this brand. I like, you know, in marketing, of course, you call brand. What's your brand? Well, this is a huge elevation. I mean, so is the bridge, the Santiago Bridge, of course. But, okay, so it's there, but this is new. And let's just talk about, in general, with our kind of our quick-paced society, this is something new and fresh and illuminating, not tongue-in-cheek, but really illuminating in the sense of lifting your spirits. So there, it's couldn't have come at a more interesting time. Now, I want to talk about the music and the program, the programming of the sound, who picked the songs, their variations of, like, the acoustic guitar in one area in the center with all of the pop music, and then coming out of the at the tail end with all of the trees that are lit in the same color with the classical sound. So who picked the music? Where is it programmed? And where is the motherboard?
Yeah. Well, so I helped pick some of the music, but most of it was picked out by Ryan Odle, our one of our marketing guys.
Yeah.
And so what people may not realize is that when you go through the show and you see the animation, none of it is automatic. It's all manually programmed to go with to timed with the music. And so when we chose the music, we had to work with a production company that specializes in lights, and they had a programmer that was skilled in ways that I'll never understand that put it all together for us. We outsourced that part of it, the animation. I believe they're called S4. Is that right, Melissa?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, S4.
So S4.
Well, all these questions were going through our minds during the park, so I'm so glad I have the experts here to tell us. How did you do that?
Yeah.
Who are they? And how was this done? So there you go. S4.
Yeah. From what I understand, S4 is like the, you know, the source for all, you know, large-scale light shows. So that's where a lot of the lights that we ordered came from them. And they also have their own programmers that are experienced in light shows that have animated these things with music before. So it was a kind of combination of them, like, saying, hey, these songs work really well with animation. You know, and there's a specific area in the show. Melissa, is it called Meadow Merriment? Is that what it's called?
The Meadow, yeah. Meadow Merriment.
Oh,
yeah,
Meadow. That's the middle.
The Meadow area.
Yeah, that's the halfway
You'll know
point.
It when you see it. It's like when you come up to it, it's like, okay, this is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Giant meadow.
It's a sea of...
It's halfway through the show.
Well, interestingly enough, because I'm a musician and I understand, like, the downbeat on this four, so I sat down with my husband on the bench and I said, this is so cool, and I want you to see that when that goes boom, boom, the light would change each time the bass line hit on the four. I said, that is so cool.
We had to go through several different renditions. I think the first one that we got was maybe almost over, you know, like too animated, and we were worried that it, you know, might be over the top. So we've gone through a few variations. I think it's absolutely perfect right now. There's just enough of animation to see and to kind of comprehend it, while still being just slightly overwhelmed with its beauty. I mean, it's just like a really, really cool spot. That's like, I think, where a lot of people will stop and take photos. There is a spot right after that, specifically for photos. There's like we're calling it kind of a proposal area, but there's plenty of areas all throughout the show to take photos. But the Meadow is like kind of the showstopper. That's what we designed it. And it really highlights the oak trees and like the native plants, and it just like you really feel like you're on another planet, but you have those elements of Northern California that really shine through, especially with the oak trees all being wrapped like the way that they are. It's really
God, when
incredible.
I think about what and going through the tunnel, the orange tunnel, and Carl and I kissed, by the way, in that proposal area. There's a great big ball of what's that stuff?
That's a kissing ball.
That's a kissing ball. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have a picture of us kissing underneath that ball. I can't wait for my parents to come and share this with them as well. And if your family members are coming for Christmas and they have just a day or night. Now, here's my question. Are you guys open Christmas and Christmas Eve? And and let's talk about the staff. And do you have volunteers? And how does that work? And how many people are working in the park at that time during the light show?
I can probably take care of that answer.
Okay.
So we are doing a Christmas Eve show, but we will not be open on Christmas.
Okay.
And part of the decision of that is that we would like that day to be a family day for our staff. Too.
Right.
Staffing-wise, there's a group of staff and there's a group of volunteers all helping with doing nightly operations for the light show. I would say every night we're probably going to have about 40 to 50 people working it. And that's not even including the Mosaic folks that are doing the food trucks there. So probably more like 60, I would say. It's quite an undertaking. And there's little details that people forget about, too, like just changing out the trash in the trash cans as people throw their items away after consuming them. There's picking up things. There's getting all those people in so that no one is standing in line for a long period of time. There's also just checking in on people, making sure that they're still being safe, wearing their masks when they need to, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So I had heard in an interview earlier that you do mask coming through the gate because you're in line, and we were in line. There must have been maybe 20 people waiting for it to open at 7 at that particular night, but it opens at 5 in general public when it hits general public, which is this coming weekend.
Yes.
All right. So this show is going to be running December 3rd, but we are recording this on the 23rd. So it's all going to be happening during this and, of course, through the month of December. But I'm so appreciative that you guys took your time, Seth Magaha, Jake Mangus, and Melissa Maney. Just my closing thoughts are thank you for persevering what it is to be leaders in the community and push forward, because it's really important to have the fortitude and the support to do that. We support you here at KTNR. We feel very blessed that this is happening in our community. We want everybody listening to this show to take part in it, because it really is a spectacular, unique, and wonderful thing that's designed specifically for this area. And words really just can't put into the reality of what it is in live form. So there you go. Thank you.
Right.
Thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right, you guys. Good night, farewell, and Ashley, and have a great Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a blessed time at whatever you're doing. Just remember to stay positive, and we live in great times. Thank
have
you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a
a shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.